This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Episode 547, with a special day, we have Stefan and Isabella, who have read before, and their little brother Nicholas, who's going to read one section for us today. And there's something else that's special too. Let's go there now. You're all in Romania right now?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. You're around the other side of the world. That's amazing. And here we are together and we're talking. And it's like you're next door.
Yeah. It's just the power of internet.
The power of internet. Wow. Well, it's so good to see you. How long have you been in Romania now?
Three days.
Yeah, three days.
So what have you been doing, everybody, in Romania since you've been there for the last 3 days? Have you been visiting family?
We are at one of our family's house right now. And
talking with cousins a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And are you talking, are you speaking in Romanian?
Yes.
Do you know Romanian really well already, or is this a way for you to kind of practice and get better?
It's sort of a way to practice, but I think we're still okay.
We know it, kind of.
Well, good. So, what are some of the fun things you do while you're in Romania?
Climb trees. Eat cherries. Lots of fruits. Sometimes we get meat around here, and it's just fun to play around.
Jump in the water.
Jump in the water, yeah.
What kind of water? Like in a lake? In a
pond. We have lakes.
Ponds, a pond sometimes.
And sometimes in puddles.
Yeah. And then we can go fishing.
Okay. There's even turtles and frogs.
Wow. Now, where are you from in the United States? Where do you live?
Fredericksburg.
Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
Okay. And so how is Romania different from your area in Virginia where you live?
They have like different style of houses and
over here we plant foods and we get them, but in America we pretty much just buy them from the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, more farmland and it's colder because
have different plug things.
Yeah, they have 220 here, not 120 like in America.
So the plugs look different.
Yes.
So if you have something from home, you have to have an adapter.
Yeah.
Connected. So Nicholas, how do you like being in Romania? Are you missing home yet?
No, I like it in Romania, the best place.
Are you going to read for us today?
Yes.
How old are you, Nicholas?
6.
Oh, great. This is your first time reading for the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids, huh?
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, let's begin then. What's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 17.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 13.
Brilliant. Let's get started.
Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brothers, led them up on the high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "Is my beloved son in whom I am? Well, we hear him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and do not be afraid." When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead." And his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then do they scribe, saying that Elijah must come first?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist.
Woo! Wow, you finished that section. You did really well, Nicholas.
The story we heard today is known in the church as the Great Feast of the Transfiguration. Transfiguration means change, and we call it that because Jesus' body was changed on the mountain in front of Peter, James, and John. Jesus became so bright that the apostles who were with him fell down with fright. We've talked before about how Jesus is a human, just like you and me, but also divine, like God the Father. Jesus is both God and human, and on this feast he was giving his apostles a glimpse, just a tiny glimpse, of his divinity. One of the reasons he did that was because soon he would be arrested and put to death on the cross, and Jesus wanted his disciples to remember who he really was and not to be afraid. I think it's important for us too, when we're going through hard times, to remember this, that we're never alone, that God, who is good and loving, is with us, that we can talk to God in prayer. Remembering who Jesus is and that he is with us helps to keep us strong and joyful, even in difficult times. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is never sorry.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.